so much for staying with us. Man, I'm excited about this segment. We have with us here in studio the co-founders of Barefoot Wine and the authors of the new book, The Barefoot Spirit, a bestseller, New York Times bestseller. Thank you very much. Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Andy. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you bet. This is going to be great. So what I'm excited about, one, is your story, and we'll get into that in a minute. Two, your passion for the millennial generation. And we actually have Emily from Real News PR coming up in the next segment, and we're going to get into a little panel discussion about how to empower, how to help millennial generations prosper, how to communicate to them, right? Because it's a different way than generations in the past. And we've got to talk the language, right? And I think you guys are doing that obviously better than anyone. Michael, you start. I really want to hear. So apparently you've been traveling a lot, speaking to a lot of universities, and you're about to go to Chicago to talk at the CEO, Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization, correct?
That's correct. Bonnie and I are the keynote speakers for this year's CEO convention up there. They get about 1,400 young people. These are college kids. They've already got their own businesses before they even graduated. There's 4,700 of them across the United States, and I don't know, 33 or 40 schools. They're studying entrepreneurship. They're practicing entrepreneurship. This is an amazing generation. These kids are doing something that really hasn't been done before, and they're organized.
Yeah, apparently, especially if they've already got businesses in college, they're getting it. Real quickly, what do you think? How are they doing that in your mind? Obviously, you wrote a book and you guys are communicating to this generation. How are they getting this so quickly? How are they starting businesses so early?
Well, you know, this generation has more access to information than anyone else so far. They also have better education. And they also are faced with quite a stark reality, which is that sometimes self-employment is the only form of employment. Mm-hmm. And so these people are the cream of the crop of this generation, and they're saying, you know, maybe I'm not going to get a job. I don't see the other grads getting one. Maybe I should get serious and start my own business right now. So they're very courageous young people. We're inspired. We go to inspire them. They inspire us.
That's awesome because, you know, the thing is, too, what I love about that is sometimes the lack of the truth will set you free. In other words, because they don't know that they can fail and it can hurt and it can crush them, they don't care. It's not in their brain. It's just, no, this is going to happen, right? Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, exactly. That's what we're seeing. And what's interesting is that's the experience that we had when we started Barefoot Wines. We had no knowledge of the industry and we had no money. So we really have that in common with the students that we're talking to now at the various universities. And they appreciate that a lot.
Right. And when you say various universities, that's not just Chicago that you're going to. Tell us a little bit about all the travels that you've been doing.
2 weeks ago, we just got back from Florida. We spoke to 4 universities there, the students of entrepreneurship, and oftentimes there were students that were marketing and took entrepreneur as a secondary course. And then we went into Georgia and spoke to Columbus University. And we always tell the students of our experience to kind of encourage them, to let them know that maybe some of their best assets are not knowing what they were doing to start with and not having funds. If you don't have funds, you're going to be creative. You're going to be innovative. You're going to come up with a new idea. And you don't have the problem of throwing money at your situation, which isn't always something that's going to solve what you're looking for.
And what I love about that is you don't speak of this glib. You don't speak to this outside of what's going on. You have personal experience with it. In fact, that's how you started Barefoot Wine, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly how we started. We started in our laundry room. And our first table, our first desk was a door that we found in the barn out back and cleaned it off and put it on 2 sawhorses. So we know what it's like to start with nothing. And a lot of these students have that same concern. So we encourage them.
So in that, Michael, going back to your story, obviously you're encouraging these kids today, which I just have to say how much I love because it doesn't get taught in our education going up. The financial advice and financial, how to become an entrepreneur is not part of the curriculum necessarily. It's the financial advice is balancing a checkbook, et cetera, and those kinds of basics. But you're talking about how to be wealthy and how to understand that part of things really get that business entrepreneur out of you doesn't necessarily happen all the time. But you guys had that. You're giving it now to these young kids. How did you and Barefoot Wine, starting in your own laundry room with no advertising, no money to speak of, How did you build that to become and build such a brand for yourself?
Well, this is why we wrote the book. And the book is all the stories that really led up to the building of this great American brand. And they are surprising stories. These are things that when you read, you say, oh, I can see how that could happen. But the main thing that happened to us is we didn't give up. We really believed in what we were doing. We thought this is going to be a success. And like you said earlier, we didn't know enough to know we couldn't do it. And that's the good news. The other thing is we weren't from the industry. And because we weren't, we revolutionized the industry. Being an outsider gives you a clean mind. You go into it with a clean chalkboard, and you make your own marks. And so we encourage young people to do that, to cut the pie their way, to define it their way, to develop their own niche and their own market. And that's the kind of thing we did with Barefoot Wine. For instance, Barefoot Wine was really the first non-vintage wine that was nationally popular. All the other wines had vintage dates on them. And the reason we did that is because we realized that our buyer was a 30-year-old female shopping with two kids, generally in a supermarket, looking for wine that was like grocery wine. And so she wanted wine that tastes the same from year to year. Well, in order to do that, we blended different vintages to get a consistent flavor profile. Well, nobody had ever done that before. And even though it was wildly successful, it took us like 6 or 7 years of going through that kind of missionary period where we had to convince the gatekeepers that it would sell.
How you're listening to Tuttle Talk on the Real Estate Radio Network here on 660 AM. The Answer, Michael, we're talking with Michael and Bonnie, from the co-founders of Barefoot Wine and the author of the new book, The Barefoot Wine, the Barefoot Spirit, New York Times bestseller. Michael, how did you stay afloat for 6-7 years while you were doing that?
Bailed water, prayed. What we did is we found that by developing strategic partnerships, you know, they say, if you want to learn to dance, just have somebody shooting at your boots and you'll learn how to dance fast. Well, the same thing happens in business. Your bills are due, but you don't have the money. So you have to become creative. You have to become resourceful and imaginative. And so we realized that we could use both our suppliers and our customers as bankers. And the way we used our suppliers as bankers is we went to the suppliers who stand to gain the most if we gained. We call this a strategic alliance. Who gains if you gain? If your business is a success, who else's business is a success? In our case, it was the glass company, because we're selling inexpensive wine. They're going to sell a ton of glass to us, more than they would to, say, a $50 bottle of wine. A $5 bottle of wine, you got to sell a couple hundred thousand cases just to break even, right. And that's glass for them. It's also corks, it's foils, it's labels, it's cardboard, it's every part of that package. They knew that we had their concern at heart and we had empathy. So when it was time for us to expand, they agreed to do so. On the other hand, what we found was that when we offered discounts for quantity purchases to our customers who were buying from us, what we did was we discounted the product. That got more out there. They sold it faster. So here we were getting financed by our suppliers and by our customers.
That is in the book, Those Strategies and More. Yeah. That kind of content, guys. That's just a snippet, really, of what you get in the book. If you want that kind of content, if you need that, I'm telling you, when I hear this, I'm like, man, you know, it's every business. Every business. It's about strategic partnerships. How do you leverage? How do you help? How do you become the biggest giver and then leverage that to help you grow your business the right way? You guys done that. If you want to get a copy of the book, it's called The Barefoot Spirit. One, I know you can go to barefootwinefounders.com. And subscribe to the blog there, correct?
Yes.
And those are short. It's not like a 10,000-word blog they got to read.
No. Right.
600 words. Small, every week.
Every week. Bite-sized bits of entrepreneurial information to help them be successful, yes?
Absolutely.
And they can find the book there too, correct?
Absolutely.
Guys, The Barefoot Wine Spirit. Bonnie, I have one more question to you before we go to break. Before we get into, in the next segment, the millennial discussion, because that's what I really want to turn this to, because I know, Michael, we were talking before the show, that this book was written for the millennial generation, correct?
Absolutely. It was written for them.
Yes. And so we're going to get into how and what that means. But, Bonnie, in this book, what other key takeaways would you say are in this book that people pick it up, they want to go pick up a book like this? Who is the people that needs to get this book?
anybody that's got a small business or anybody that's thinking about starting a business, because what we experience is what most anybody that's starting a business will experience. It's all a lot of surprises, and the book is full of stories. It's not prescriptive text. It's really fun to read. One of the things that we talk about is the mistakes we made, and it seems that a lot of people that are successful don't talk about the mistakes they made, and I think that in itself is a mistake. So we talk about how to make mistakes right. And there's a big chapter on that in the book, and it's not just R-I-G-H-T, but it's W-R-I-T-E. You make a mistake, there's some kind of a document or maybe a contract or a checklist. Something has to be changed. And if you admit to your mistake right off, discuss it, figure out how it happened and how not to do it again, then you've really got a good mistake there. You're making it right.
You're failing forward, as they say, right?
Yes.
And that is the way to do it. Guys, you're listening to Tuttle Talk. We're talking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harver, co-founders of Barefoot Wine. I know you've seen it in the stores everywhere you go. The book is The Barefoot Spirit. Coming up, we're going to stay with you guys. You're going to stay here for another segment, yes?
Yes, we'll stick around.
Good, and we are going to continue the conversation here and bring in Emily with Real News PR, and we're going to really talk about the millennial generation and how to communicate with them and how this book, who was written for them to empower you guys out there, to empower millennials, how it's written for you, how to empower you, how you can grow in this market, and how to make sure that you are matched up for success in the next decade and beyond. So stay with us. Tuttle Talk here on the Real Estate Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've stayed tuned, you know we're talking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harver, co-founders of Barefoot Wine and authors, co-authors of the new book, The Barefoot Spirit, New York Times bestseller, helping change lives in the millennial generation all over the nation. They're doing tours, keynote speaking at colleges, really helping you to succeed and understand this market and how your entrepreneurial spirit can thrive and give it legs and give weight to it. And now we're joined by Emily Guerra of Real News PR, who is in a millennial generation. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
She's going to give us some perspective from actually the millennial's point of view and how all that works and the perception of it. So I got to start with this, going back to the millennial generation. And Bonnie, in all your talks, in all everything you guys are touring universities, you're keynote speaking everywhere, what is the major concern or the main question that you get from the kids and the young people that you're talking to today?
Well, one thing that we've heard over and over again is, what keeps you going? Michael and I struggled a lot, and it was very difficult, and we tell the kids these stories, and they say, well, what kept you going? What inspired you? And so much of the time, it was other people and the fact that they loved what we were doing. We did a lot of tastings at fundraisers and community events, and the people would come up and say, I love this wine, I love the package, I love the price, and I just hope that you guys keep doing it. So that was encouraging, but it's also working as a couple, because Michael and I have different talents and different skills, and it was really fun working as a couple. And we couldn't both be down at the same time. That didn't work. So one of us always had to be up, so we could always rely on the other person.
So part of that message would be, don't feel like you have to go it alone?
Absolutely. You can't go it alone. I'm the kind of a swashbuckling kind of guy, and she's kind of the back office kind of a person. So she keeps my she keeps me from tripping on my shoelaces while I'm wielding the sword.
So Emily, do you feel that you or people in your age range in this generation feel more that they feel more a need to be independent versus interdependent, or do you think there's a shift happening? What's going on there?
You know, I think it's kind of half and half. I feel like there is that group of people who want to be independent and do work on their own, but I also feel like people our age are very social and, you know, they're constantly communicating, whether that be virtually or in person, and I think having a group of people work around you really keeps a positive attitude around the work life. I know just having my coworkers around me constantly saying comments, you know, you're doing a great job. We're really proud of you. Really keeps me going. If I were just to sit in my room all day and work on my projects, I would probably get a little depressed and wonder if I'm doing a good job. So I think having that environment around you really keeps you going. You know, most people aren't very happy if you're by yourself.
Right. Do you feel that employers get that right now? Or are the employers that get that doing better because they understand the millennial generation? Because that's the biggest generation of homebuyers coming up. It's the biggest generation of our workforce coming up. I mean, that's what's happening right now. Is the workforce understanding that?
I think yes and no. I feel like sometimes employers, whenever there's a student coming right out of college, they're giving, you know, you might call it grunt work, and they might just say, do this assignment, get it done, but there's never really any gratitude and saying, you know, you did a great job, thank you so much for helping me. Mm-hmm. But whenever my boss comes up to me at work and, you know, I haven't even done anything specifically that day, but he says, you know, you've done a really good job lately, and, you know, I'm really impressed with you, I'm so proud of you, that's what keeps me going. And it makes me want to
doing a really great job. I just wanted to say, Brian, that you do a great job.
Thank you for that recognition. Oh. I appreciate that.
Oh, wow. That's right. I just thought of it myself. It's because I care.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Were you speaking? I didn't hear anything. So, Michael, do you feel right now with the millennial generation, is that what they need? What are some of the things that you see that's different about this generation from past generations?
Well, this generation grew up with the technology that we gave them, and they mastered it. They've always been in contact with their friends and their tribe and their family. This generation definitely looks for validation, not just virtually, but in fact. And what we did in our business, and I recommend this to people to do today, is write it. Write down a nice memo, you know, Emily, you did a great job on this project, and then copy it to everybody in the office. Two things happen. One, Emily knows that she's appreciated, and the people in the office know what Emily does. And that's really important.
The people don't always know that. It's so true.
Especially when you're trying to blend generations, especially when you've got some boomers sitting over there in an office, and then you got some millennials sitting around a dining room table working in a group, a whole different work style, but they need to know what each other are doing.
Absolutely.
I also think it's really fun whenever you have bosses and other people you're working with, like the younger generation, teach the people who have been there for a while things. You know, at an internship I was at, we helped all the people who have been there for a while learn how to make a Twitter account. You know, some people, for me, that's second nature. I'm like, you don't know how to make a Twitter account? But for some people, they don't know how. And that's kind of important when you're trying to do stuff in the PR world. And
Are you a twit?
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know what the word is.
It's a great way to build relationships, is by seeing what the other person has that you need. And also, like Michael was saying, see how the team works together to accomplish a goal. That can really only be done if the person who's employing them, their manager or whatever, makes it very clear what the company's goal is and what the project needs from each individual and how they all fit together like a team. And then they can have a better feeling of success, because they know they're moving towards this goal.
You're listening to Tuttle Talk here on the Real Estate Radio Network. We're speaking with Michael Houlihan, Bonnie Harvey, co-founders of Barefoot Wine and authors of the book The Barefoot Spirit, New York Times bestseller. And then also, Emily Guerra has joined us from Real News PR to talk about the millennial generation. Guys, the solution here, read the book, Barefoot Spirit. That is going to help you get to where you want to go. And it sounds to me that it's not just for the millennial generation. It's for anyone communicating, which means employers to the millennial generation. And, Michael, in our last minute together here, I want to ask you, what would you leave our listeners with today as a tip or two, as you would say maybe a key to success? You know, you give those on your blog. What type of keys to success would you say a millennial should embrace?
Well, I think they should not be afraid to ask questions. And they should not be held back because they're underfinanced or they don't have enough knowledge. I think that they will find that when they ask questions, they get answers. And make friends in low places. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I mean, people who've got dirt under their fingernails, people who are running forklifts or people who are working in warehouses, people that touch any part of what you or your company is doing, talk to them. You're going to get some insights that you would not normally get. That's what helped us.
I think that's fantastic advice. If you want more of that, pick up the book, The Barefoot Spirit. I'm sure you can go to Amazon.com, but more importantly, go to BarefootWineFounders.com, subscribe to the blog there, and get fed all the time, and then pick up the book there. You can also go to Facebook.com/Tuttle Talk and find the link to the book and the audio recording of this today there, and also at AndyTuttle.com. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bonnie, so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Andy. It's been a blast.
Yeah, it was quick. Went by quick. Emily, thank you as well.